And you know it's going to be a chat about Norwood Football Club when I allow Biebs in the Good Morning EP studio. Am I right, Biebs?
Well, for once, you've actually got something right.
Good morning.
Good morning, mate. It's not obviously a sideline view because you've actually got something right. But we are going to talk to the great man from Norwood, and I've got a big question for him.
Okay, good morning, Rick Schrouder.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Well, fantastic, mate. Okay, you're on the spot. What's the go, Norwood Footy Club? When are they coming over here to play the mighty Double Blues?
Well, let's just start with when are we coming over to play, and then maybe who we play against. We can talk about that one down the track a little bit. But in terms of us coming over, I'd like to say yes, but, and there is a but, unfortunately, there is still a little bit of work to be done.
Okay, what has to be done to make it happen? Look, we have had Port Adelaide over here, and they did play Sturt over here at, on the Great Centenary Oval quite a number of years ago. And look, seriously, as long as Norwood can get over here and we can get an SANFL game, what has to happen for that to actually go ahead?
Well, first up, there has been an enormous amount of work that has already been undertaken. So that's a really positive sign for this initiative. So the club is very serious about this, and you would have heard it firsthand when you came over for our celebration and recognition a couple of weeks ago on the Friday night, which was great to have you here, by the way, as well.
It was a great night too, by the way.
Oh, I appreciate that. We were really proud and really pleased with the way that the whole thing went, and to have such a special guest as yourself was awesome.
Oh, thanks, mate. Beautiful.
So back to the question. Look, we are very serious about having a game over there. We pitched to the SANFL what our proposal was, what our thoughts were. We did that quite a while ago, in fact, pre-COVID. We'd been thinking about this since way back then. Obviously, COVID then struck and it presented a few obstacles, naturally. But I am really pleased to say that those conversations, they are starting again. A lot of what we had done prior, we can still bring that to the table with the SANFL. We've also obviously got a lot of support from everybody in Port Lincoln, local council. I mean, it's great that the Mayor and CEO, Brad Flaherty and Matt Morgan, are both on the same page as us and very supportive. The reality is that probably the single biggest challenge that we would potentially face with this is going to be around the scheduling. That's why I say that there is a but to this. I don't believe, and the club doesn't believe, that it's going to be a big enough obstacle to stop it from happening altogether. But the reality that we're in at the moment is that we are still driven to a degree by what the AFL scheduling is. And if they continue with a floating schedule, that makes it very hard to put in place a game in a place like Port Lincoln and plan that too far in advance.
Speaking this morning with Rick Schrouder from the Norwood Football Club about the possibility of a Norwood SANFL match being played in Port Lincoln next year or on the Eyre Peninsula more generally. And Rick, when it comes to the Port Lincoln footy finals, which do kick off this weekend, are you going to be making a visit during the final series, or is that dependent on how Norwood travels in the SANFL?
I always try to make sure that, personally, that I try to get over there for some of the games of the finals, whether it's at the very, very end of the grand final or the male medal, whatever it might be, during that really fantastic period of football. I will be aiming personally to get over there myself, and if I can't, then I'd like to think that somebody from the club will make sure we're present, that's for sure. It's such an amazing and awesome time of the football season to be over there. So, yeah, I would like to think we will be represented once again.
Mate, well, that'll be fantastic to see you over here, especially on the grand final. We'd love to have you on the sideline view for grand final day. It'd be great to have you here, so we hope that can happen. But all in all, mate, we just hope that Norwood can get over here and come over and play my mighty Double Blues over here. It'd be wonderful.
Well, it would be good, and I'd like to make sure that everybody understands that we are really serious about it. We do have the support of the SANFL. It is something we're confident that can happen. Have we nailed all of the challenges? Not straight away, not just yet, but we have no doubt that we can overcome them and make it happen.
Very much looking forward to seeing Norwood play Port Adelaide now at Centenary Oval. Rick Schrouder from the Norwood
That would be a sight, wouldn't it? That would be a fantastic game of footy.
It certainly would be. Rick Schrouder from the Norwood Football Club as Biebs tries to stab me in the back.
Get the Double Blues here. God.
Rick Schrouder, thanks so much for joining us.
No worries. Thanks, guys.